You come to a greenhouse with succulent plants. Succulents are fleshy plants that can accumulate a significant amount of water in their organs and thus can survive adverse periods of drought unharmed. They are mainly adapted to life in deserts and semi-deserts. Their body consists of fleshy stems and leaves, or they form fleshy underground organs called caudexes. The largest group of succulae are cactuses, which grow in the middle bed. Their body consists of a fleshy stem, and the leaves are transformed into thorns, hairs, and similar formations that protect the plant mainly from herbivores. Cacti are native to America, but grown in subtropics and tropics worldwide. The oldest in our collection are the spherical Echinocactus grusinii, which are over 100 years old. Valuable species include prickly pears or nopals with their flattened stems. They provide edible fruits with sweet pulp, and from a pest that sucks them, the nopal worm, the red dye carmine is obtained. Prickly pears are now invasive plants in many areas of the world because they have entered the wild from culture, where they displace native species. A large nolina with a thick so-called caudex trunk, half hidden underground, grows in the middle of the cacti bed. It again is a reservoir of water during the dry season. Nolina can last for several years without water. Of the other succulents you can see here, for example, are agaves, which have large rosettes of leaves. Also native to the Americas, they are grown for sea salt fiber from their leaves, and for the juice, which is used to make agave syrup or alcoholic drinks like tequila. Agaves flower only once in their lifetime and die after forming seeds or daughter rosettes. Various types of aloe are also popular. The juice from their pulpy leaves is medicinal, especially when they are grown naturally. There are significantly fewer medicinal substances in canned juice. In the greenhouse, we now encounter poisonous species of euphorbia. They are widespread all over the world, commonly growing in areas which lack moisture. They contain a toxic milk that causes blisters when splashed on the skin. Nevertheless, they are often grown as undemanding houseplants. The silver jade plant from the family Crassulaceae is also popular. This family is found in our natural areas and includes stonecrops and house leeks. Succulents are easy to grow if we give them a rest period in the winter without watering and with a temperature between 4 to 10 degrees Celsius. The substrate must be sandy with gravel and very permeable.